Well, the response to the shooting at the Nashville school is unlike anything we've ever seen. We're going to get into that. But first, the great James O'Keefe forms O'Keefe Media Group and has its first big bombshell news story. O'Keefe Media Group uncovers potential massive money laundering operation. Here is James O'Keefe with O'Keefe Media Group.
FEC data shows that some senior citizens across the U.S. have been donating thousands of times per year. Some of these individuals' names and addresses are attached to over $200,000 in contributions. We went and knocked on a few of their doors to corroborate the data that we received from a group of citizen journalists called Election Watch in Maryland. This is James O'Keefe with OMG. I'm here in Annapolis, Maryland. It's an individual who has donated a total of $217,000 made through 12,000 different contributions in a three-year period of time. Now, sometimes these contributions have been made in variations of his name and variations of his address. You see this chart here. This chart shows a breakdown of the committees that were earmarked to receive the donations made through Act Blue. And this is all FEC and state data. We're wondering if these donors are victims of what appears to be a money laundering scheme, or these residents actually participated in the scheme or making phone calls or knocking on doors. These are things that you can do. We hope you do that. Follow me along and see what happens. This is something that you guys can do. Very easy to do. A lot of homes with bizarre amounts of data showing tens of thousands of contributions made through different contributors here. So a lot of questions, and we hope the Citizen Journalism Army at OMG can answer them. This is an easy thing to do. Knocking on doors, asking questions. Get yourself a little microphone. Get yourself a camera. You can use an iPhone. What we're going to do as citizen reporters is go back to the car and call them, right? We're going to call them. Get a few numbers to call. Contributed 3,000 contributions for $32,000. The FEC records indicate that you donated $32,000, 3,000 different contributions people made at this address in your name. Are you aware of that happening? You're not aware of that happening?
Talk to Donald Trump.
Talk to Donald Trump? Well, how would Donald Trump help me answer that question?
Hit him with a bat.
Hit Donald Trump with a bat?
Yeah. Right over the head.
How would that help me answer this question?
It would certainly keep you in the news.
To do with
I want to see a scar on his fucking head. Now stop fucking with me.
Whoa. Cindy Ngo of Annapolis, Maryland, who in the year 2022 allegedly contributed over 1,000 times to Act Blue, totaling $18,849.77. That means Cindy would have had to donate three times a day, every day, for the whole year.
Hello? Hey there, Cindy. My name's James O'Keefe, and we're doing a story on the amount number of people that have donated with your address. Did you donate to Act Blue, a political cause? How many times a month do you donate to Act Blue?
I don't know. I don't know how many times. I don't understand why I'm getting this.
Well, the question is, you did donate to Act Blue, right?
Yes, once in a while, yes.
Did you donate 1,009 times?
I don't know. I mean, once in a while I donate $5 or so or something
so
like that.
So this is incredible work year. Here from James O'Keefe. And at the very least, you have Democrats taking advantage of people and stealing their money for their agenda. And at worst... Maybe even engaged in criminal activity and stealing their money. But clearly, at least at that first example, these are deranged people that they are convincing they're going to help defeat Donald Trump. Is that what this is? Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we are truly in interesting times. We are truly in interesting times where the mainstream legacy media no longer memorializes or turns it into a sympathetic story with the victims of the shooter. No, now they memorialize and claim that the shooter is the victim. And we showed some of the examples of that yesterday. Sadly, we have more of it today. And as it is every other time, they're calling for gun laws, gun confiscation, banning assault weapons, whatever that means, they can't define it, just like a woman. But you know what's ironic? This is the one case, this is the single greatest case that the Democrats could ever make for red flag laws. Because for the first time ever, you could actually argue, I think, well, I shouldn't say for the first time ever. Clearly, these other mass shooters, clearly these other school shooters showed signs of mental illness. But we're talking about an individual that went out and purchased a firearm that had a known mental illness. Ah, but what's the catch? They don't want to characterize a man that thinks he's a woman or a woman that thinks she's a man or goes as far to mutilate their own body to do so, has to take a bunch of drugs to chemically balance themselves. That would be a mental disorder, but they don't want to call it a mental disorder. So you actually have your case now to say this is how a red flag law would have stopped a mass shooting. This deranged individual goes to purchase a firearm and gets red flagged because clearly has a mental illness. Now, to be clear, I haven't changed my stance from yesterday. I don't think transgender people should be banned from getting guns because I don't believe in red flag gun laws. No, I'm a believer in the free market, actually. And while the free market is not perfect and certainly not the solution to every problem, it's not going to be the cause, and it's not going to be near the problem of what they're proposing, which is government regulation and control. No, because in the free market, if I own a gun store and a deranged person walks through the doors and I just got a bad feeling about it, I don't have to sell them the gun. I can do my own background check. I can go off a feel. I can go off a look. Doesn't matter. I can make that decision. So if a clearly deranged individual, cross-dressing transsexual, and again, you can do whatever background check you want. You can run your own. You can hire a company. And then you can say, you know, this person looks a little deranged. You say, hey, we're going to do a quick background check. Okay. Maybe you go back to your back office, you start scrolling through the social media, you see what this person was posting, some deranged stuff, some satanic stuff, some insane killer stuff, and you say, you know what, I'm sorry, we've had a problem with your background check, and we can't sell you this firearm today. That's called the free market. And see, responsible firearms merchants would understand that. But what was that word I just used? Responsible. Nobody wants to be held responsible. Nobody wants to be accountable. So we get back to the issue. This is just the beginning of all the left-wing ideology and logic really starting to crumble in on itself as it encircles itself. Because the average person is going to see this and say, okay, wait a second. You've advocated for mental health checks and red flag laws. This person would have been red flagged, but you're arguing that this person shouldn't have been red flagged and is actually the victim because of political views where Christians and conservatives don't want minors to have their private parts chopped off of their bodies, which is what this is all about. Because they say you're transphobic if you don't want to see children consent to their own genital mutilation. And they say, well, I don't feel seen. I don't feel seen. And then they pretend that this deranged lunatic was the victim. You know what? We can have sympathy for everybody. You can maybe ask the parents with the dead kids about that. But we can have sympathy for everybody here. And if you want to say that you're sympathetic because someone is that deranged to walk into a school and kill people, then why are they the victim? They're not the victim because of some political view or belief that we don't want minors getting trans surgery. They're the victim of propaganda. They're the victim of years of psychological operations being waged against them, causing their minds to be broken. So if you want to take that route, that's the honest route to go. But no, see, they're blaming Christians. They're blaming conservatives. I mean, we've got the stories. We've got the news clips. I'm going to cover all of it today. Now, having said that, today's one of those days where InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show, and really it started yesterday, but today it was more important than ever, where InfoWars and Alex Jones being on air talking about the what they call a TikTok ban, but really the act is much worse than that, the Restrict Act. And now this is a big, big issue. It's probably going to pass. We'll see. But now people are talking about it, and what used to be a debate of should we ban TikTok or not, that debate is over because that's not the debate. That's not what this Restrict Act is all about. That's the red herring. That's the shiny object. That's the trap door. That's the Trojan horse. But it's pretty clear that anything you can say about TikTok that's bad, you could say about every other giant tech company. And I guess the one difference would be that it's a Chinese company versus an American company. But see, it's all this trap door. They send all the manufacturing to China. They make China the manufacturing tech hub. They make that the East. Everything has to go through there now. You get your products made, assembled, what have you, your technology, your microchips. And then they put in this bill that, oh, if you're working with a foreign country, that basically they're going to be able to just investigate you whenever the hell they want. And you have no privacy rights anymore. So it's the Digital Patriot Act. It's ending all of your rights to privacy, a fair trial. Just all of it. But of course, this is what they're doing. They're preparing for the digital age. And they really want us to become like China, where you can go back. China's been around over 3,000 years. China has had documents. China has had founding documents to talk about freedom and, you know, free market and everything. Obviously, it's a communist country now. But so it's just you just go through years of government expansion and years of bureaucratic growth, metastasizing like a cancer. Such a fat blob swallows you up that you can't even climb out of it to see the light or remember what freedom might have been like before that. So that's what this is. This is a metastasizing government tumor that is going to engulf us and strangle us. And we won't even be able to breathe freedom anymore. Oh, we're not supposed to focus on the gender identity now that the special gender identity is the killer. I see. So let's talk about gender identity all day long. Let's teach it to children. Let's go totally whacked out and perverse in the way we approach this subject with children. Oh, and then one of them goes bat crap crazy and shoots a school up killing children, and now we don't talk about the gender identity, you bigot. Just a political weapon. And it doesn't even matter. It's this magical political weapon that they stab you with, and then it's aimed right back at them, about to stab them, and then magically just like, whoop, whoa, it's stabbing you again. You're like, man, this transgender stuff is kind of a bad thing for children, and the adults that go through it usually have some mental problems. A lot of them commit suicide. It's kind of sad that they're in this bad state of mind. It could be dangerous even. How dare you, you bigot? You're not tolerant. You need to be more accepting. Transgender person goes and shoots up a school. Wow, boy, that's sad. That person had some mental illness. Maybe they shouldn't have a gun. How dare you, you transphobe, you bigot? It's like, what? What? So that's what it is. Oh, you better recognize this person's gender. Okay, this transgender person shot up a school. You better not talk about this person's gender, you bigot. What? Nashville school shooter Audrey Hill's parents couldn't accept she was gay and trans. Wait, what? Gay and trans? Somebody try to explain this one. A woman that likes men but is gay because she pretends to be a man? But this person didn't suffer from a mental disorder. And the parents are bad. No. No, I'm sure the parents are suffering really awfully through this. But the parents are bad because they don't want to tell their mentally ill 28-year-old daughter that she's a boy. They're bad for that. And you're bad for also pointing that out, even though it's the truth. And they want to bring this to children, except when you ask them about it, they don't want to talk about it. But see, the killer is the victim. Madonna to perform concert in Nashville. She just added this after the shooting. She adds a concert in Nashville. Proceeds go to trans rights groups because the killer is the victim, not the children, not the school administrators, not even the hero police that went in there. No, the killer is the victim. So I guess this is going to be the left's move whenever one of theirs goes off on a wild one and, murder six people. So they're reaching the point of no return. They can't deny it any longer. The Democrat Party and their propaganda it's the largest hate group. It's the largest terror group in the history of America, from the Weather Underground to Antifa to BLM to the Trans Day of Vengeance to the Trans Days of Vengeance. And so now their move is to say the killer's the victim because of right-wingers. You caused this. It's the meme where you're shooting the guy on the couch, or the guy is shooting the guy on the couch, and the guy who just shot the guy on the couch said, "Why did you do this?" What do you mean? You put the gun against my head, pulled the trigger, shot me dead, and then you're asking me why I did that. You got a young person hopped up on leftist sexual propaganda. You got a young person hopped up on a bunch of pills and drugs that made it even worse for their mind. And then that crazed individual went out and shot up a school. And you're blaming the people that tried to stop you from destroying that person's mind. That's where we're at. So they can no longer deny that they're causing the violence. So now they're just going to say it's the violent person is the victim because of you. Wow. So when Donald Trump calls for peace on January 6th, and when Alex Jones calls for peace on January 6th, they're calling for violence. And when left-wing media stirs up a radical trans person to go kill people, that's also your fault. Wow. Now imagine, I mean, let's really think about this. The killer writes a message right before she goes on the killing spree, saying, I don't want to live anymore. I've just got to die. So why did you go shoot up a school? You want to kill yourself? Why didn't you just blow your head off? I'm not endorsing suicide. Let's be very clear. I'm just looking at the psychological angle of this. If you want to kill yourself, why don't you kill yourself? Why do you go and say, I'm going to kill a bunch of kids and adults and take them out with me along the way? What is that? What motivates that? What is the thought process there? I'd say it's pretty obvious, but perhaps it's not so obvious. To me, the thought process is, I'm in misery. I hate my life. And so I'm going to kill myself. But the reason I'm in misery and hate myself is because a bunch of Christians and a bunch of conservatives and because the school I went to caused me to be mentally ill and hate myself. So I'm going to kill myself, but I'm going to make sure I kill them first and take a few of them with me first. Is that what happened? Pretty likely, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say that's likely the motive here? Now look, to the people that are going to say, why isn't InfoWars covering the situation about the shoes or about the body cam footage and all that stuff? Well, I think the answer there is pretty obvious, but I don't think there's anything there. I think you have bad camera angles or shots that make the shoes look different. I'm sure there's a reason why the body cam footage doesn't have time stamps or why there's people that have questions. So I see that. I'm not going to give it any breath, not just because I'm scared off from covering or questioning mass shootings or school shootings, but because I just genuinely don't think there's anything there. But no, the there is that a mentally deranged trans person hopped up on drugs and Democrat Party propaganda, decided to commit suicide, but wanted to kill children and Christians first. Why? It's so ludicrous that as a transgender person was inside a school murdering children and staff, there was a group of libtards having a die-in at the Texas State Capitol. And this was happening at the event I was at on Monday. That footage is at band.video. But they have a die-in while children are actually being slaughtered in a school by a transgender person. And they're saying that transgendered people are the ones dying. So I don't know how inverse the reality is going to get from here. I don't know how upside down world it gets. I don't know how much more satanic it gets than this. Gender affirming care is gender reversing care. Abortion is health care. Abortion is murder. And trans activist having a die-in at the Capitol while a trans activist is murdering children at a school. I mean, that's about peak Twilight Zone right there in three short stories. That is about peak Twilight Zone. But I got more. You're not going to believe some of these videos, including from Representative Catherine Clark. So this is mere hours after the transgender murderer in Nashville, Representative Catherine Clark gives this speech on the floor of the Capitol.
Ahead of Trans Day of Visibility, I rise in honor of a community that is being forced to fight for its very existence. I rise in honor of trans voices that deserve to be heard, not silenced, and not criminalized. I rise in honor of trans joy that deserves to be celebrated.
I mean, again, just pause it. Just pause it. Because, again, I don't care if you're transgender. I genuinely don't. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference to me. It's like that person that had that sign that said, I'm trans, are you scared of me? And I walked up to them like, no, I'm not scared of you. Why would I be scared of you? Should I be scared of you? Should kids be scared of you? I'm not scared of you. But it's this thing where, oh my gosh, if you don't accept me for what I am, you're a bigot and you're hate-filled. No, I don't hate you at all. But I can take a Clydesdale horse and I can super glue a horn to its head, and I can sprinkle confetti all over its mane, and I can put a pink stripe on its tail, and that's a Clydesdale horse. It's not a unicorn, see? But we're just supposed to accept it. Oh, that's a unicorn. No, unicorns don't exist. You dressed up a horse like a unicorn. That's a woman. No, that's a man. You dressed like a woman. Let's go back to the clip.
Eradicated. I rise with unconditional love for my trans daughter, Riley, and I rise in solidarity with every trans American seeking nothing less than their inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. To stand in the way of that right is to stand against our most basic American.
This is your typical Democrat straw man. What is the actual policy debate happening at the ground level right now in states like Texas and Florida and Oklahoma and Missouri? What is the actual policy law being debated, being proposed? That minors under the age of 18 cannot consent to sex change surgery. That's what we're talking about here. And they act like it's a total denial of some trans person's rights. They act like it's an attack of some adult that, you know, wanted to mangle its body years ago. It's a straw man. That's not what's being proposed. That's not what's being debated. Nobody's taking trans rights away, except Democrats, because they're taking all of our rights away. And it's Democrats that want red flag laws. I mean, so do Republicans. And if you're going to have red flag laws, then yeah, that transgender person that shot up a school is not going to get a gun. Unless you want to argue that a man that thinks it's a woman is not a mental issue, which we know you will, because you do. But see, the straw man is, I'm protecting trans people's rights. Nobody's going after their rights. We're saying no transsexual surgery for children and no adult entertainment and pornography for children. Really, both are already set in stone in precedent. Now we just have to actually write it out because we didn't think you psychos would try to go there. But now here we are. Continue.
Use. But that's exactly what MAGA extremists are doing across this country.
There it is.
On school boards,
it's
in
Trump.
State capitals, here in the halls of Congress. Elected officials are using their power to undermine the freedoms and human dignity of trans Americans. And they're waging an especially vicious crusade on our kids. These attacks make
Pause
me
it.
All the more grateful.
Again, you can't even... How does it get more Twilight Zone than this? You guys are taking children and chopping off their body parts. And you're saying the people that are trying to stop that are the ones harming children. Continue.
Unconditional love that Mimi and Joe LeMay of Massachusetts have for their son, Jacob. Mimi and Joe have faced vitriol and cruelty from right-wing extremists, all because they heard, accepted, and embraced Jacob when he told them he's a boy. A few years ago, Mimi shared a letter she wrote to her son.
I'm sure that's how it went.
I'd like to offer a few.
This is how it is. I see. So if I would have gone up to my parents and said, I'm a Power Ranger, they would have said, yes, Owen, you're a Power Ranger. You fight intergalactic demons and monsters. Yep. And we're going to treat you like that. I mean, it's just, it's so strange. It's so strange. Do they actually believe the crap they're saying? I'm supposed to believe that some boy or some girl's walking around and what they're really thinking about is how they want to change genders? Sorry, I never met a kid like that growing up. Never seen or heard anything like that. Most kids are into the same kind of stuff, playing games, having fun. But now they're into new stuff that you guys introduced to them. Continue.
Moving words. You have, at the age of 9 years, accomplished what many adults couldn't in a lifetime. In your courageous visibility, you have changed the course of your own history.
You
have
kidding.
Turned strangers into allies and allies into advocates.
So
layered in my pride.
So the people trying to stop children from getting genitally mutilated are the bad guys here. And she's going to give this speech after one of the people she claims to be protecting murdered children. Oh, what's this? Representative Catherine Clark, that's who was just speaking. Representative Catherine Clark's daughter is charged in police assault. The daughter of Massachusetts Democrat Congresswoman Catherine Clark was arrested during a protest on Boston Common and later charged with assault after a police officer was injured. And yes, her 23-year-old is non-binary. Ah, so I see. I guess she was a victim, too, when she attacked and injured the police officer. She was probably the victim. Yeah, at your local library at Cleveland Park. They got a nice stand there, making sure to indoctrinate your kids sexually. And maybe then they'll be the next mass killer victim. Maybe then they'll be the next good liberal progressive mass killer victim. But hey, it's for the kids. It's trans kids. It's trans youth. We're very serious about this. We want to protect the kids. It's like a big joke. It's like, when are they going to stop? When are they going to not be able to hold character anymore? You know? It's like in an episode of Saturday Night Live or something, and they're all having so much fun and laughing, they can't hold character anymore. They break and start laughing. It's like, all right, I mean, oh, yeah, you guys want to protect kids. Yeah, come on down and give them the weenie chop. Oh, yeah, we're protecting kids. Yeah, come on down, little girl, and chop your breasts off. Ha-ha, we're protecting kids. Like, it's like, okay, when are they going to break face here? Oh, look, kids, we got the gay tranny section at the library today. It's totally cool. It's liberal, progressive. You'll be fine. You'll love it. You're going to need drugs your whole life. It's great. They know it. Trans reality star Jolene Dawson diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. Oh. You don't say. You don't say. Trans reality star who became a sex addict and a drug addict spent $150,000 to look like a Bratz doll. It's like these little dolls with like over-exaggerated features. Reveals her shock mental health diagnosis. Shock! Shock! I mean, I'm a little cold up here sometimes. I'll be honest. I'm a bit of a cold person sometimes. Maybe a little mean. And I'm sorry about that. I'm not trying to fool you here on air. So, I mean, look, this poor person has been hit with a psychological operation. This poor person has been hit with a sexual propaganda indoctrination. And so I'm sorry this person is going through borderline personality disorders. I'm sorry this person is spending their money on having their face chopped up. I'm sorry this person is addicted to drugs and sex, but that's exactly what they're being programmed to be. That's exactly what comes with the territory. So again, it's a struggle. Do you mock these people for the clown show that it is? Or do we genuinely feel bad because they've been hit with a psychological chemical weapon that has caused them to be complete mental defective individuals? I mean, that's what it is. Her shock mental health diagnosis? Really? You're shocked? What part shocked you? Was it the part where they tried to change genders? That didn't do it for you, huh? That wasn't the shocking part. This is a young person, 27 years old, been indoctrinated into the trans cult, sex cult years ago, and is now suffering severely. I'm not the one that promotes the lifestyle. Maybe these people deserve some sympathy or empathy. Not when they go shoot up a school, but I mean, no, you've been hit with a psychological weapon. You've been hit with sexual propaganda. You've been indoctrinated into a sex cult. But like, not even the good sex cults where they take you into the parties at their giant mansions and you get to have sex with all the, you know, Hollywood celebrities and supermodels and stuff. And it's like, whoa, I'm in an orgy with all the hottest Playboy models. Like, whoa, cool. Like in the Tom Cruise movie. What's the name of that movie? Eyes Wide Shut. It's like an Eyes Wide Shut. So no, you're not like in a sex cult like Eyes Wide Shut, where it's a bunch of rich, powerful people, and then they bring all the Hollywood celebrities and all the supermodels that are in their little cult, and you get to go feel around and touch around. Like, oh, hey, cool, man. Yeah. Oh, wow, I know her. Cool. No, it's like you're at the bottom level of a demonic cult, and you're basically doing sexual, ritualistic sacrifice, destroying your natural sexual energy and your sexual reproductive organs in a depopulation agenda. You're not even getting the good stuff. You know, you're not like Hunter Biden getting the good cocaine. He's got that pure cocaine. No, you're going to have Joe Biden writing a crime bill that says if you get that crack rock for $10, you're going to jail. So I don't know. Sometimes I feel bad. Other times I don't at all. Not a single bit. And so now today, Central and Oakland Catholic among schools across Pennsylvania to receive computer-generated swatting calls. FBI and state police investigate. Yeah, there's this new thing going on. I've never seen anything like this, and we've had different AI bots and kind of low-level bots years ago. I've talked about it before on the show, like Smarter Child, and we've had like IP Relay and other like phone services and stuff. But there's like this new AI seminar caller that you can't even tell is AI, and they really only target like open lines. So like if it's like a public record phone line, I guess maybe a school, or if you have like these different digital phone services that you can get, that it's just basically internet thing on your computer, like Google Voice, and they have these AI generated spam calls basically. So it's not somebody picking up a phone calling to spam you. It's an AI bot that just computer dials all these phone numbers in a system. And then when you pick up, it starts talking to you and you don't even realize it's AI. And so now that's hitting these schools in Pennsylvania. So it's just totally weird times. And if you're not really grounded and convicted in your discernment and your faith and your beliefs and your principles and your values like a rock, it's turbulent out there. It is a cultural hurricane of nonsense and propaganda. Now, I've got more on this. I don't intend on spending all 3 hours on this, but we're really going to hammer this issue. And we're really going to make sure that it's well understood what's going on here. So we do have a little bit more on this with a couple other video responses I'll play in the next segment. Also, some responses to the, I mean, to me, it's just a matter of common sense. Like, what's the first thing a woman does usually if they get mugged or robbed or raped on the streets? They get a gun. So, I mean, what's the first thing you're going to do if you know there's a safety threat in your neighborhood, a security threat in your neighborhood? You're going to get a gun. You're going to get armed security. So it's not even me like, oh, let's just throw guns at every problem. That's just a basic response. You have a security threat, you get armed security. So the debate, though, on is this what we really need in schools or how should that look like? We're going to have that, so we'll look at that. Now, if you are not prepared, and if you listened to Scott Ritter on the show with me yesterday or today with Alex Jones, or if you just are aware of the world around you, the threats for World War III or energy grid collapse or who knows what else, even weather disasters that we know happen, you need to be prepared for an emergency. And we had been sold out of our water filters and our air filters and our emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com for quite some time. But with people continuing to call and say, where is it? Where is it? Finally, it's back in stock. All the survival essentials are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Air filtration, water filtration, emergency food supplies. I wouldn't recommend you something that I wouldn't recommend myself. I've got three of the air filters in my home. Can't recommend them enough. I absolutely love them. I've got two of the Alexa Pure water filtration systems in my home. Can't recommend them enough. Absolutely love them. And for my emergency food as well, I went to InfoWarsStore.com and got the InfoWars Life Select. And so there's the year supply, 6 month supply, 3 month supply, 1 month supply. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Insurance you can eat. And you would rather have it and not need it than not have it and need it. And sadly, with every day that goes by, we get a little more concerned that we might need it, don't we? So your source for all emergency supplies, InfoWarsStore.com, the emergency food, air filtration, water filtration. Shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about the toothpaste selling out fast. Still available, still in stock. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So the killer is the victim because they're trans. And so that is just a permanent victim class. You can rape, you can murder, and you're still the victim. Just like the trans identifying individual that raped a girl in a school bathroom that the Democrats on the school board covered up, and then they arrested the parents for calling it out. Don't you know that trans rapist was the victim as they were raping that young girl in the bathroom? That's a victim. Don't you know that person going through the school murdering children? That's a victim. That's a trans person. That's a victim. And if you look at it, it's an extension or an advancement of what they've done to Black Americans, making them into this permanent victim class or this permanent victim mindset. And I'll get into that in a second, too, with a comment that was made on The View. But none of it is healthy for culture, civilization, or society. And so here is AOC now. Again, it's the trans person that they're focused on here, not the children. So a total pivot, a total pivot. You know, if this was a white man that went in there, that the white man would be the problem, and obviously only getting the guns would be the answer. But in this situation, getting the guns plus trans people are victims is what they're saying. Here is AOC in clip 8.
Many of these disgusting and insinuating attacks on trans and LGBT people are actually projections of what predatory
attacks.
Cisgender and often straight men
predatory.
Do when left alone in the presence of women.
I'm sorry. Just go ahead and restart. I'm talking over here. It's such gaslighting. Attacks. Predatory. She's saying in response to a trans person that went to a school with the intent to kill people, attacked a school, a predator towards children. And now she's saying the trans person was attacked and was dealing with predators. I mean, just unbelievable. The mental gymnastics they'll take here to protect their permanent victim class. All right, restart the clip. I'm not going to talk.
Many of these disgusting and insinuating attacks on trans and LGBT people are actually projections of what predatory cisgender and often straight men do when left alone in the presence of women or sometimes horribly children. So instead of getting you to challenge the patriarchy, they're trying to get you to challenge the very gender expressiveness that challenges patriarchy. Don't get it twisted, because a lot of people attacking drag are projecting.
Yo, you've got it twisted. You've clearly got it twisted. So imagine that. The trans person goes out and commits a mass murder, and the white man, the white straight man, is to blame. And she says, don't get it twisted. That's what's real. Folks, this is mental illness. And I mean, how do you even respond to that? How do you even respond to that? Because there's something sinister about it. There's something dark about it, because it masquerades, it hides. It's not like somebody that you can tell has a clear mental problem or a learning disability. And maybe you empathize with that. Maybe you recognize that situation and treat it a little differently. Liberals appear to be sane, at least from a brief inspection. They look like they can think. They seem like they can talk, and they don't seem to have any problems. But then you listen to what they say, and then you see their logic, and you realize, whoa, this is a seriously demented and deranged person and dangerous. Anybody that can go through the mental gymnastics, anybody that can go through the liberal logic gymnastics of saying that trans people are the victims of straight white men, after a trans person that wants to kill herself decides she's going to murder children before she does it, you're mentally deranged, you're mentally sick, you're mentally ill. You should have no presence in any position of power, authority, or influence at all. And yet here we are. And so there'll probably be another copycat killer, and the white men will be to blame. Oh boy, I just hope, you know, the adults tuned in today, except, you know, the Media Matters, Southern Poverty Law Center folks whose job it is to tune in, and I guess maybe some government people like to tune in too. Hi, friends. Yes. I just hope the youth understands. Don't fall for the tricks of the left. Don't fall for the manipulation, the deception, the lies of liberalism. Just don't. This ideology needs to be completely eviscerated. I thought that maybe left-wing, communistic, socialistic ideologies, after the bloodshed and death of the 20th century, would have been enough, but apparently not. Apparently not. But again, you look at this stuff and it's so obvious. It boggles the mind how anybody believes what liberals believe. JoJo from Jurors, and they all say the same thing. You've heard it. I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me why anyone actually needs an AR-15. Stop me if you've ever heard a liberal say that before. Why do you need an AR-15? Okay, fine. Fine. Why do I need an AR-15? Let's say I don't. Let's just say I don't need an AR-15. I'm willing to go down your logic. I'm open-minded. Let's have a discussion. Your logic is, I don't need an AR-15, and so therefore they should be banned. Okay. I don't need an AR-15, so therefore they should be banned. That's the logic. Okay. Tell me why any child needs to have their testicles chopped off. Because you love that. Oh, is that not the same? No, see, it is the same. If you're going to argue that I don't need an AR, then I'm going to argue that a child doesn't need to have his balls chopped off. But yet you want to make that protected and you want to take my AR. Here's another Media Matters reporter. Her job is to follow Tucker Carlson. Literally, that's her job. She gets paid to watch Tucker Carlson and then upload clips telling you how crazy Tucker Carlson is. Cat Abu. Guys, does it hurt worse when the pretty ones go commie on you? The only logical conclusion at this point is that the GOP gets a sick thrill from traumatizing entire generations of children. Huh. Well, you didn't really provide your starter there, so I don't know. I'm going to be left to assume that she's talking about pro-guns just based off of the Twitter activity and the conversations. I'm assuming she's talking about because conservatives promote gun culture, I think. But again, okay, I'm going to go with your logic. Let's say promoting gun culture traumatizes entire generations of children. Let's just go with it. You've got logic? Okay, let's go with it. Teaching gun culture traumatizes entire generations of children. Or maybe she's saying that because conservatives want to make trans surgery for children illegal, so for minors, just like a tattoo, they can't go get a tattoo without parents' approval, they can't go get a piercing, they can't buy a pack of cigarettes, they can't go to a adult movie theater. So maybe she's talking about that, banning trans kid surgery. Okay, so we're against, then, the logic here is we're against traumatizing entire generations of children, yet they're the ones that are setting up entire LGBTQ plus stands at libraries and in schools like this that show sexual imagery, sexual depictions, promote sexual perversion, and then she complains and says the GOP is traumatizing entire generations of children. So you see, it's not logic if it can't be applied universally. If you want to say, I don't need an AR-15, so ban it, fine. So then logically speaking, we don't need to chop off little boys' balls, so ban that too. If you're going to say traumatizing entire generations of children is teaching them gun culture or stopping them from chopping their balls off, then you also have to realize that you're traumatizing entire generations of children by sexually perverting them. So you see, this is not logic. There's no such thing as liberal logic. It's not logic. It's propaganda. And do you want to see what it does to you? Do you want to see what it does to your mind? Here's one of the more disturbing examples. North Carolina trans activist goes on an unhinged rant in clip 11.
Trans people in Tennessee, it's time to fight. Trans allies in Tennessee, it's time to fight. Trans women, if they lock you up for identifying as a woman, fight, resist. You're going to die anyways. We're going to die anyways. It's time to resist. Fight them. Hurt them. If they put their hands on you, beat them. We are at an attack. It's time to fight back. Do you hear me? Trans people in Tennessee, trans men, trans women, non-binary, fight. If they try to arrest you or have you arrested on a felony for existing, beat them, team up, gang together, get people who agree with you to come and fight. Carry a weapon at all times. And yes, you have to attack the police officer.
Now,
allegedly.
I could take, you just keep the B-roll, you can keep it rolling. I mean, people get the point. I could take that video and transcribe everything that this man pretending to be a woman says, and I could write it down, transcribe it, put it out into a script, and I could put on a Trump hat, and I could put on an Alex Jones Was Right shirt, and I could read from the script, and I could upload that video, and I would have federal agents knocking at my door the next day, and I would be investigated for who knows what. So it's not just me. I'm just using myself as an example. Any Trump supporter could have done this, and they would have been considered a domestic terrorist. But this deranged trans person does it, and that's perfectly fine. And by the way, again, I'm a free market absolutist. You want to do an unhinged rant like that, saying it's time for trans people to fight back? Go ahead. And if you go to a gun store and the gun owner sees that video and says, I'm not selling you a gun because of this video, that's how the free market works. I don't need the government to intervene. I don't need the government to tell me how to live my life. It's called the free market. You want to go on an unhinged rant like a lunatic on the internet? Go for it. Gun shop owner doesn't want to sell you a gun because of your unhinged rant on the internet? Good. But see what happens when the government gets involved. Oh, is that gun shop discriminating against a trans person? Well, wait a second. I thought that we were having red flag laws. Oh, that's not for them. That's only for you. Oh. See how that works? But hey, these individuals are totally stable and normal. Just like our friend Dylan Mulvaney here in clip number 5.
Let dolls be dolls, please. Thank you.
Totally normal stuff. And then Dylan Mulvaney just got his third feminine product sponsorship. Not because he's a woman, because he's a man pretending to be a woman. He gets to market female products. It's amazing. And then here in clip 6, you have Riley Gaines, former NCAA swimmer, who's really spoken out against the men competing against women. And she's speaking at an event at the University of Pittsburgh, and all these crazed, deranged protesters block the streets because a woman is there to talk because she doesn't want to compete against men. And so now feminists say, shut up, woman. The men are here. Have you tried the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus from InfoWarsStore.com yet? Have you tried it yet? Have you tried it in your coffee yet? I'm telling you, this is the best coffee additive you're going to find for health and flavor. I'm telling you, especially if you're somebody that has a bit of a sweet tooth for chocolate, you're going to absolutely love Ultimate Bone Broth Plus Primal Human Nutrition in your coffee. I also like it in my protein shakes with the protein in it and everything else. It's fantastic. Of course, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We're about to put this issue to bed. You know, I got to say, I'm getting a little stuffy in here, so maybe I should open up the phone lines for your response to all of this as well, just because I think that Alex today and yesterday and with the callers on the Alex Jones Show did such a great job covering the Restrict Act that I don't want that to be, even though it is a major, major, major issue, obviously, it's getting proper coverage. And I suspect Tucker Carlson will cover it again tonight. So I think we've done the narrative battle on that to really bring the truth to light on the issue. And I think even conservatives and Republicans that were supporting it when they were tricked that it was a TikTok ban, I think they're starting to realize what's going on here. So we'll continue to monitor that. But I may open up the phone lines to just talk about this issue. Now, it's the idea of a permanent victim class that puts the victim in a state of mind where they have this level of invincibility and they know how the power structure works enough to maintain it. In other words, Democrats turn you into a perpetual victim. Democrats invent the victim economy, or liberals invent the victim economy. And then you become rich in the victim economy, and you know that being a good liberal Democrat and propping up that ideology and protecting that ideology protects your status as an elite victim. And now you're in this permanent victim class, And it doesn't matter how rude you are. It doesn't matter how criminal you are. You're always the victim. You're always going to get the sympathy, even when you're the bad guy. And so you've seen how the liberal left has done this to black people in America. And we've seen the results of it. And if you don't believe me, here is host of The View, Sonny Hostin, basically admitting this here in clip 10.
And so as a woman of color with a 6'2" black kid in college and a 5'7", 5'8" black kid in high school, I don't see that part of American exceptionalism. I'm sorry. No. I think this country has a lot of problems that could be solved. Yes, maybe they're putting Muslims in jail in Afghanistan, I think you mentioned,
China,
and
yeah.
China. They're putting a lot of more black people in jail
but
here.
Can I ask?
So, a black person commits a crime and gets arrested and put in jail is the same as a religious person in China getting persecuted and thrown into a concentration camp or forced labor camp. Now, why would Sonny Hostin say something like that? And why does she bring up her children? Because Sonny Hostin, though she's not very bright, has enough IQ points to rub together to realize because of her status as what she described herself as a black woman. Or did she say a black woman? Or I don't remember, maybe a woman of color. She's a minority. She's an elite victim class. And she knows how to protect that. And she want her... So it's not like Sonny Hostin is thinking, I want my kids to inherit what I've created, my legacy, my fortune, whatever. No, she wants her kids to inherit her victim status. So she throws out her kids like, hey, they're victims too. You better remember my kids are victims because of their skin color too. And then she says the comparison of Uyghurs and Muslims in concentration camps and forced labor camps in China is the same thing as black people getting arrested in the United States of America. So it doesn't matter. If every black person that gets arrested is a criminal, that's still bad. And we can't feel bad for religious people being persecuted in China because we arrest black criminals in America. So you see, even when you're the criminal, even when you're the bad guy, you're still the victim. That's how it works. Now, we're going to have logical discussions if we want to actually stop school shootings. And you can't deny it, folks. It might have been a minor issue some years ago. We're now getting multiple school shootings every year. This is the trend. And we're not just talking about a fight or maybe a gang-affiliated situation or a drug deal gone bad that might happen at high school. I mean, we're talking about people that come up with a plot in their head, write manifestos, draw out maps, and think, I want to kill myself, but first I'm going to kill a bunch of kids at a Christian school first. That's what we're talking about. This is now happening multiple times a year. So it's not a fringe issue. It's not a once in a blue moon thing. This is getting worse. Now there's going to be copycat killers. And with this permanent victim status and all this propaganda, I'm sad to sit here and say, and I can do this every time, it's Ostradamus, but not really. It's you know, one of the easiest predictions you're going to make. There will be another mass shooter. No matter how many gun laws you write between now and the date of the next mass shooting, you're not going to stop the mass shooter. And the only thing that's going to stop a mass shooter is a good guy with a gun there on the scene standing in the way. The police did a great job in Nashville, got there fast, probably saved a bunch of lives. And as far as I can tell, I mean, getting the body cam footage out, doing the press conferences, answering the questions, not everybody's so trustworthy of the situation. Fine, I get it. But anybody taking this seriously is arming up right now. Now, there was a situation from about a month ago, you may recall, where a large student beat a teacher nearly to death, unconscious, because he was allegedly playing a handheld video game in class, and she took the video game because he kept playing it in class, and then after class, he chased her down in the hallways and tackled her and nearly beat her to death. And so a point was made to the argument of we should have armed teachers at the schools. The problem with arming school officials to deter mass shootings is that it would have been completely appropriate to shoot this 6'6", 270-pound student pounding the head of an unconscious female teacher's aide, and I really don't think we're ready for that world from Martyr Maid. Now, here's the problem that again, with this video, if you watch, whoever this man is there on the scene is really late to respond and could have probably stopped that woman from getting punched an extra 10 or 15 times. This guy, it looks like he's in like a military uniform, and he walks up on his cell phone instead of racing to save the woman. But that's aside from the point. The point is a man there could have stopped it. But I think there's even a solution to that. If you do want to arm teachers, you just say the only time a teacher will use a firearm is if another firearm is present. So if there's a student beating a teacher, maybe you say we're not going to shoot that student. But, I mean, in a situation like that, what would you do? Well, you'd hope the man would stop it. Folks, this is extremely well coordinated, and it's coming from the top of the Democrat Party. That's the only way all of this coincides the way it does. This trans day of vengeance, this trans weekend of vengeance, this trans murderer. And it's while all these bills are being passed and argued, and it's because, look, the average person, I mean, even somebody like me that's real politically tuned in, even I can't possibly keep updated on all the political developments in a timely manner. I mean, you got it, like, that has to be 100% of your focus if you're going to do that. So, I mean, there's bills in Texas, Missouri, Ohio, Florida, all over the place. They're all coming up right now. One just happened in Kentucky. Kentucky bans child sex changes, overrides governor's veto. GOP lawmakers override Kentucky governor's veto on anti-trans laws. So that's good. So, again, this is for minors we're talking about. We're not talking about adults. We're not talking about consenting adults. We're not talking about grown adults. We're talking about minors not having the ability to go to a doctor and say, doctor, chop my testicles off without their parents' permission. I mean, it shouldn't even be legal with the parents' permission either, but we're not even to that level. We're just saying without consent, a youth cannot go to a doctor and get their testicles removed. That's all this is. But man, they had their trans week of vengeance ready to go. They had this trans killer in Nashville with his map and his manifesto ready to go. And now today in Texas, they're out again. They're out again. I don't know if I'll send this video to you guys right now. I don't know if I did. So, I mean, this is coming from the upper echelons of the Democrat Party. This is coming from all the Soros groups. They knew this was going to be a big weekend for the trans bills and stopping the minor trans surgeries and everything. And so they planned this entire thing out. And is it a coincidence that it is all going down with the trans week of vengeance? Is it a coincidence that trans murderer in Nashville writes in a message, something big is coming, I'm going to be in the news? This is well orchestrated. This is a well-oiled Democrat Party propaganda machine, George Soros propaganda machine, and they really have their activism on full throttle. How do these people have time to go to the Texas Capitol every day with a rainbow flag? I'm not the person that judges you if you don't work every day or whatever. You know, to each their own. Some people work at nights, whatever. But I mean, seriously, like, these people go to the Capitol every day. It's like that woman that had all the Trump signs every day last week outside of the Manhattan courtroom because she wanted to have a sign out there and help the media star. She's there every day. What do you do with your life? And they got them in Kentucky. They got huge crowds of trans activists at the Kentucky Capitol today. So, I mean, this was well orchestrated, well organized, well oiled machine. None of this is a coincidence. This is from the upper echelons of the Democrat Party and their billionaire donors like George Soros. They had this thing coming from a mile away, including the shooter. So, again, do I think Jane Fonda should be arrested for saying we need to go murder pro-lifers? No. Do I think Cenk Yogurt at the Young Turks needs to be arrested for saying trans people need to arm up? No. Do I think all the other trans weirdos that are calling to arm up and sell t-shirts saying trans rights or else with guns on them need to be arrested? No. I'm not even calling for red flag laws that should stop them from getting guns. But let's be perfectly clear. You Democrats knew exactly what you were doing. You knew exactly what you were doing. This isn't like somebody that got caught up in a mob of people, millions of people in D.C. pushed into a Capitol building, an old lady that didn't know what the hell was going on. She was just trying to survive, ends up in the Capitol. She didn't know what she was doing. You guys knew exactly what you were doing. You knew exactly what you were doing. You knew these bills were coming up. You planned these protests months in advance. You launched the Trans Week of Vengeance, knowing it was all going to hinge on this week, on this weekend. You knew you had psycho killers ready to kill themselves that would be willing to go kill kids before they did it. You knew all of it. You knew all of it. And you're going to point the finger? You're going to point the finger at anybody else? Like you have the moral high ground? By the way, Soros is at it again. Billionaire George Soros and J.B. Pritzker and the U-Lines pour millions into Wisconsin Supreme Court race in final week. So the Democrats are trying to buy a Supreme Court seat in Wisconsin. You need to be following this very, very closely if you are in Wisconsin. Tens of millions of dollars flowing in right now from massive Democrat donors like George Soros. With a week before the election for the state Supreme Court, liberal candidate Janet Prostashevich continues to eclipse her conservative opponent Dan Kelly in fundraising, this time with the help of three out-of-state billionaires who have each given $1 million to the state Democrat Party. Should that even be legal? How do we get money out of politics? It's tough in the free market. That's the problem with the free market, is it relies on people to have integrity and be accountable and responsible. And when that goes away, we've got problems. Folks, I've literally got a demon clown in the Kentucky Capitol right now. This is not a joke. So they're mad because children under the age of 18 can't consent to having their testicles or breasts removed. So they put on their demon face paint and they go to the Kentucky Capitol. Do we have audio of what this person is chanting? So this is happening right now. They just vetoed the bill, so you can't chop off little boys' testicles and little girls' breasts in Kentucky. And so that angers liberals. That's what they think about all day, is how they can chop up little boys and girls. These are sick freaks. And they're out here dressed like demons. I'm not exaggerating. If you're an audio audience member, I'm not joking you. This is an individual in a Baphomet helmet, a hat helmet with clown face paint, chanting in the Kentucky Capitol. Chanting shame. That has to be a joke, right? That can't be real. That's a troll, right? I mean, what's that around his neck? So, I mean, is this an actual Satanist out here loving the genital mutilation of children? I mean, at least that's an honest leftist. He's like, yeah, I'm a Satanist. Yeah, I love chopping off little boys' testicles and little girls' breasts. That's what Satanists love. So maybe there's an honest one out there, or that has to be a troll. Just, my goodness. I wouldn't be surprised, folks, if you go to your Capitol building, whatever state you're in, if you go to your Capitol building this week, this weekend, you're going to see something like this. I'm telling you, this is a well-organized, orchestrated, and funded week and weekend of trans rage and leftist vengeance. I'm telling you right now. I bet you in your Capitol, some goon squad like this is going down. Now, The focus is obviously in the states like Texas and Kentucky and Florida, where they have the trans bills actually on the docket right now. Folks, this demon creature is running around with, I don't even know what you call that. It's a, I don't even know what you would call that. It's like, imagine you have to go to the dentist and you have to have oral surgery and they put that contraption in your mouth so that you can't open it. This guy basically has a demon tooth mouth contraption that makes it look like he has demon teeth coming out of his mouth. I mean, this is your left. This is your Democrat Party. Are you surprised that they like chopping off little boys' testicles and little girls' breasts? This is what they're into. They want to convince you they're the normal ones. All right, we're going to be taking a lot of calls in the third hour of today's InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Mainly, we've been discussing this trans issue, and I think we have pretty much fully covered all the different angles and developments for today, but I expect them to continue. It is, after all, the trans week of vengeance, and a lot of these bills that are getting passed stopping minors from being able to consent to sex change surgery has the leftist demon psychopaths enraged. Enraged. Let's pray there's not another school shooting, and let's pray if there is, the psychotic killer gets put down before they can even pull the trigger this time. So the number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We have covered some other stuff today, but let's keep it to only things we've discussed so far today. So we got a couple other things we'll cover before we go to the phone calls. Stone Ghost Secret Intel Network may expand to more nations, from defensenews.com. The Defense Intelligence Agency plans to upgrade its international intelligence sharing system to allow more seamless collaboration with a broader coalition of allies. So it's the old, you spy on me, I spy on you, and then technically we're not spying on our own people because we're all just cooperating, spying on each other, so we all get to spy illegally, but it's legal because we're claiming we're not actually doing it. So they're just codifying that. Watch, Tucker Carlson issues dire warning to Americans about Patriot Act for the Internet. Let's hope this thing, this Restrict Act, gets stopped. But if it gets to Biden's desk, I don't see what would stop it. I think it's head to Biden's desk, isn't it? It just passed the Senate now? So we shall see. Now, if you guys would actually do me a favor, if you would go to @DougMackeyCase on Twitter, there has not been an update. At least I had not seen an update since 24 hours ago. Doug Mackey again shared a meme on Twitter, and it offended Hillary Clinton so much that they arrested him and they want to put him in jail for a meme, for a joke, using an anonymous Twitter account, Ricky Vaughn. You may remember from the 2016 election cycle. So is this still the last news? This is now 24 hours ago. Jury has completed deliberations and not reached a unanimous verdict. They have rested for the night and will resume tomorrow. Please continue to pray. So is that still the most recent update? When I checked before going on air, it was still the most recent update. So that's probably good news. So that is still the latest update. That's probably good news. That means there's probably some holdouts that realize that this individual, Doug Mackey, is innocent of any crime. And this is an attack on free speech. I wish others would have realized that in cases a little closer to home, but nonetheless, we'll continue to monitor that. It's just stunning this happens. I guess not in today's world, not in Biden's America. Matt Taibbi, visit by IRS after testimony about Twitter files, raises eyebrows, stinks to high heaven. And the White House was asked today about why the IRS showed up at Matt Taibbi's house, and they would not answer. They had no answer on that. Nothing for you there. Joe Biden did make a pathetic appearance earlier today, but it's really just such a weak thing. It's not even worth showing you. Ohio River disaster as barge with tons of toxic methanol sinks. So this trend continues. Pope Francis, hospitalized for a pulmonary infection, had difficulty breathing in recent days, had a lung infection. We're trying to get Leo Zagami on. He was actually due to be on today. We did not hear from Leo. Hope everything's good there. Usually very quick to respond and come on the air with us. But hoping to get Leo Zagami's take on that. So be on the lookout for that. We're still trying to get Leo back on the show. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul helps return war powers to Congress, urges further legislative action. To quote Rand Paul, "War is sometimes necessary, but going to war should not be the decision of one person. Ending congressional authorization for the Gulf War, Iraq War, and Afghanistan War returns the war power to the American people and representatives. And we should be voting on whether or not to go to war with Russia and China, which Biden is getting us set up to do right now. But don't worry, because they're all still talking about Trump and the Trump grand jury and New York, and they're teasing their listeners. Trump grand jury poised to take pre-planned break from case. A vote on whether to indict Donald Trump likely won't come until late April now at the earliest." Yes, they're just teasing their audience, making you think that this is actually it for Trump. The walls are closing in. You know, the old thing. And now they're all excited because Mike Pence is going to have to testify in a January 6th investigation. And they're going to get all Trump's communications with Mike Pence as if they don't already have them. And they're just building up their audience for another massive failure. Now, General Milley was asked about drag queen story events at military bases, and this is how that went in clip 9.
Mr. Secretary, you told Senator Schmidt yesterday that if the 8,000-plus service members who've been separated from the military due to the vaccine mandate want to reapply, that they're welcome to do so, but that you would do nothing to solicit their reapplication or to incentivize it. Why is that?
I think it's incumbent upon the individual to make that decision and reapply. The mechanisms are there.
Yeah, but why don't, I mean, you're overseeing a recruiting nightmare in our military right now. These are 8,000 patriots. And by the way, your department broke the law in administering the vaccine mandate. And that's not me saying so. That's the Inspector General for the Department of Defense, who wrote on June 2nd of 2022, "We found a trend of generalized assessments rather than the individualized assessment that is required by federal law."
The department did not break the law. The vaccine.
So the DOD, you mean the IG mandate is wrong? You think the IG is wrong?
Mandate,
he says he broke the law.
The lives of a number of
It ruined the lives of a number of people too. And it ruined the lives of people who love our country and want to reenlist. Let me ask you this question. If we direct you by force of law to reengage and incentivize the reenlistment of these folks with full back pay and rank, do you have the capability to follow that instruction?
You put provisions in the law to enable those people to those former service members to reapply in accordance with the service
good. Well, we will do that just like we had to put the repeal of the vax mandate in the law. And I get the sense that the only reason you're not reaching out to these folks is pride, because otherwise they would be totally able to serve. And it seems that your personal pride is getting in the way. So going from the deeply serious things that we're not doing, reengaging these 8,000 folks, to the deeply unserious things that we are doing, go ahead and put up the first slide. I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I've said before.
You're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts. General Milley, this will be my last time to question you. You mentioned 2 years ago that you wanted to better understand white rage. And so my question is this. Did you read this book?
No, not at all.
What is White Privilege is the book, and it's actually written by a DOD official, a senior official in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and there are now hundreds of these books in dozens of schools, and I wonder if you guys connect this to your problems with recruiting.
I've never read it, never seen it.
Even though Austin would not admit drag queen story time was happening at the base, Milley had to admit it and told Matt Gaetz he'd stop it. We'll see about that. All right, we're taking calls here in the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Lines are already filled, so let's go right to the callers now. And Luke in Indiana is going to lead us off. Luke, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh my God, what's going on? What's up, Owen?
What's up, Luke?
Oh my gosh, first time caller, long time listener, man. I've been listening 12 years, man.
Right on. Glad to have you on.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I wanted to plug a new kind of group. We're a group of Info Warriors, and we all got together. We call ourselves the TMI News Network. You can find us, follow me, Indie Luke on Twitter and Getter, Big Fred 999 on Rumble. We're just a new group, but for real though, I wanted to call about that S-686. I haven't read it yet, but man, that freaking document is sick, dude.
Yeah, it's the Digital Patriot Act. It opens the door for us to be digitally traced, tracked, spied on, and ends any due process.
Man, it's just like during Obama, really opened this up, you know, after 9/11, but the spy grid and stuff, it's getting so bad. And I don't think people quite understand the extent of just how bad it is. Like, people want to say, like, you know, like, you know, I don't care if, you know, people are spying on me. They're using your data to freaking monitor, and they can predict with algorithms what you do. And they're enslaving you through your data.
Well, imagine they're trying to convince you that you need to be afraid of TikTok for, you know, reason X, Y, or Z. Think of it from the lesser of two evils approach. Okay, so I should be afraid of TikTok because maybe it can spy or track my data. I mean, I'm banned from TikTok. I'm not allowed to use TikTok, but okay. Let's say TikTok is propagandizing Americans or spying on you or data mining or whatever. Okay, so that's evil. And so they say, in order to fight that evil, we're going to give you this Restrict Act, Bill 686, and it's going to be worse, and we're going to spy on you. And we're going to make it legal, and we're going to end your due process. So they take an issue that might be bad with TikTok, and then their solution is worse than the issue.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Well, I think that their deception has failed. Their deception has failed. They tried to make it about TikTok, and they thought they could get conservatives to go along with it. And you know what? A lot of us kind of bit early on this. And maybe too much so that they're going to get this thing through. And we didn't have the proper response out of the gates. We were a little delayed on the gun. So they may actually get this one through.
Oh, my gosh. But, man, thank you for taking my call, man. Just, again, Indie Luke on Getter and Twitter. I've been on most of your live streams and stuff that you've been doing on the side. We love you. Love you, man. Like you, Alex, Harrison, freaking Greg Reese, profound. Like, we love you guys, man. And, like, I knew when I, the first time I seen Alex, I knew that his heart was in it. And I felt it. And I connected with that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's what it is. Man, it's just, we're real. We're not perfect. We don't claim to be perfect. We're not judging people. But we're just telling it like it is. And that's really what it comes down to. We're telling it like it is, and we've got a human spirit.
In this clown world, they can't accept that, so they want to censor and silence all of us because they can't handle the truth. Right. Get that clown horn going, man. God.
You got to have, I'm going to tell, hey, we got the clown horn competition this Saturday. All the submissions to the clown horn competition will be revealed this Saturday. I'll shoot a video, upload it to band.video, because we got to have a new clown horn here. The average clown horn, and this is a pretty nice clown horn, this isn't going to do it anymore. We need a super high-grade elite clown horn now. Stand up to their propaganda. Reject it. It's really all it takes. NHL may cancel LGBT pride nights as growing number of players refuse to wear rainbow gear. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. I mean, I predicted that the NHL would be one of the last holdouts against being fully taken over by the liberal left. And they got it pretty bad. They got hit with the cancer pretty bad. But the NHL players, probably the most conservative league of them all, I don't know, NHL, MLB, it's pretty close. But it's nice to see that the conviction of the NHL players, the Christians, not being mean or vitriolic, but just saying, hey, you know what? It goes against my beliefs. I'm not going to wear the rainbow flag jersey. Doesn't need to be a big deal. I'm not wearing it. And then the next person says, hey, you know what? I don't want to wear it either. It goes against my beliefs. You know what? I'm not going to wear it. And then the other guy says, yeah, I'm not either. And then the fourth and the fifth. And then the NHL says, well, this is becoming a marketing PR disaster, so let's just cancel it altogether. Victory. And guess what? Not a single gay person that started watching the NHL after you put a gay flag on the jersey is going to stop watching the NHL if you stop putting a gay flag on the jersey, if there was even one to begin with. So that's what leadership looks like. That's what standing up for yourself against propaganda looks like. And let's see if we can get some victory there. If they do cancel it, that's how it's done. And then that'll just spur the MLB teams and players to do something similar. Who knows? Maybe even the NFL. I doubt the NBA would ever go there. They're just completely run by China and the Democrats. But there's enough conservatives in the NFL that there could even potentially be a room for improvement there, but they're always going to do all the liberal crap. They always have the stop racism and stop white hate and BLM stuff everywhere. They do, you know, they do it all. But good for the NHL players. They're taking a stand, and we'll see if it ends up canceling the LGBT Pride Night. All right. Oh, but see, it's like, oh, we don't want to trigger anybody. We got to be politically correct. I wonder, how do you think one of the parents that lost a kid because of the deranged transgender person this week, how do you think they feel when they see a trans flag shoved in their face everywhere? You know, maybe they want to go to a ball game or something, try to forget about their kids, and, oh, there's a trans flag waving in the crowd. Wonder how they feel about that. Let's go back to the phone lines. We're taking calls the rest of the hour. We've got Sav in Pennsylvania. Sav, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I just wanted to say I completely agree with you about you're going to protect schools and you're going to make the children feel safe there. You need to have armed guards. I don't care how people feel about it, about what the optics are. What's worse, having protection or dead kids? It seems pretty obvious to me what the choice should be. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a woman. Let's say there's a single woman who works, let's say, in downtown Austin. It's getting worse and worse by the day in downtown. And let's say she's walking home from work one night or walking to her car one night, and some deranged criminal, stalks her, follows her, or God forbid, grabs her or rapes her. Well, guess what? What's she going to do? Well, she's going to get some protection. She's going to get a gun or mace or something,
not because she likes that, not because she wants to get stalked, not because she wants to get assaulted, but in case she does, she wants to be able to defend herself. It's basic common sense. We lost Sav. I don't know if that was a mistake or not. See if she's trying to call back right now. We may have lost her abruptly, and we can try to get her back on. In the meantime, let's go to Candace. She's in Nashville. Candace, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey. Wow. Well, for one, our local police are corrupt here. But, you know, I'm glad that the trans community has finally realized that they're being genocided. You know, because they are cutting off their reproductive organs.
Isn't it ironic? You just pointed out another level of, it's just like a, it's like a layer cake. It's like a 10-layer cake or something, or like a layer dip. It's just like layers of irony. Yeah, they say, oh, we're getting genocided by Christians. No, no, they're not touching you. And then it's themselves genociding themselves, either with suicide or the cutting off of their reproductive organs.
Exactly. And, you know, what they have in common is that they're going to Washington, D.C. to protest, you know, being genocided, which they're doing to themselves. And this is what the January 6th, they knew they were being genocided. That was all happening during the pandemic. And shortly after that's when Biden said that it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And let me tell you, Alex Jones saved my life all the way back in 2015 with Dr. Group. Whenever they, you know, warned me that I was being poisoned, I totally changed what I consumed after that. And Alex Jones saved my life. And with this new tracking, you know, I've been being stalked and tracked and traced by the government, you know, under the Patriot Act as a possible terrorist and enemy of the state. That's why I said that the local police here are corrupt and involved in illegal activity. And that's what we all have in common. We've all been involved in war crimes since 2020. We know that these were war crimes, and it was against everybody, even the police. And so this is why it's so important to try to, you know, get through to other people that are our leaders, that we do not comply, we do not consent, and we do not negotiate with terrorists.
Isn't it crazy, though? I mean, it really is. It's, you know, once you take the red pill, you can't regurgitate it. It's done. How do people not see that? I mean, again, you bring up another layer of the irony. Where is the actual genocide? Well, let's go back to the movie that they made about Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dallas Buyers Club, when the U.S. government and the bureaucrats, Anthony Fauci, were killing and genociding gay people. And that's what they said. We're being genocided. And that was actually happening. That was a major problem. Now Anthony Fauci's their hero. Now they have gay choirs singing, you know, worship tunes to Anthony Fauci. He's still a genocidal maniac. And then they go out and they think Christians are genociding them as they're being pumped with poisons that chemically castrate them or slowly kill them and lied to about it, saying it's a vaccine.
And now we have the Mark of the Beast coming out with Mark Warner, Mark of the Beast Warner. I've been trying to alert people, you know, red flag alert, red flag alert. You know, this is the Mark of the Beast system that's manifesting. I've contacted my local senators, Marsha Blackburn and Bill Hagerty, who, when I was homeless during the pandemic in 2021, he came with all his crew to a little diner in Ashland City, Tennessee, Cheatham County, where I was working while I was homeless. I've got all this pictures, videotape, all this. And this person knew he was not representing me, and taxation without representation is theft and slavery. So these people are corrupt in Tennessee, in the Nashville area. They've been corrupt. They're involved in crimes against humanity, trauma-based mind control. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's hard to forgive and forget what was done to us in the name of the pandemic. And in a way, I wouldn't say I've forgiven, but in a way, even I've forgotten. I mean, it feels like ancient history. And when I sit down and I think about it and I hear your experience, obviously it still irks you what happened.
Right. You know, we're still waiting on Ashley Babbitt's video of her being executed in a snuff film, but we've got a female shot in Nashville like the day it happens, and we're still waiting on Ashley Babbitt's video, you know? And anyone that wants to follow me can follow me at Queen of the Juicy on Twitter and Candace K. Morris on Facebook, and that includes all the NSA, all the CIA, DARPA, and any other alphabet agency beta bitch boys that want to take a bet on their own natural immunity.
Okay, Candace with a flamethrower from Nashville, Tennessee today. Thank you very much. More of your calls coming up on the other side of this break. It's the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're back here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, big fan. I'm a big fan of the toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, and I like the Super Blue and the Super Silver. And last time those sold out, I said, well, I'm not going to run out. So I made a massive purchase. I got like 10 tubes. They're sitting in my bathroom at home. But now, every time we open up the phone line, somebody calls in and talks about the new turmeric toothpaste. In fact, it's so popular even around here. I used to have a tube over here. It's been nabbed. It's gone. And it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. Find out what all the raving and ranting and raving is about when people call in and tell you about it. It's selling out fast. Non-fluoride, triple-action turmeric toothpaste exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're listener-funded, so it's your support there that keeps us on the air. And, you know, this is the most important 3 hours of my day. And so I do not take it for granted. And I appreciate having you in the audience and supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you're part of the process. And we go back to you on the phone lines now. We've got Brett in South Dakota on the line. Brett, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. You were asking a question earlier about what all those protesters do for a living.
Yes.
Well, I'm pretty sure that during the lockdowns, maybe it was a happy coincidence or something, but they all went on unemployment and they're still there.
I really wonder. Kind of, I mean, it is not cheap to live in Austin. It is getting more expensive every day.
Well, it's more expensive up here even. I mean, believe it or not. So, I mean, it's everywhere. It's not getting any better, but I don't know how anybody could live on unemployment, but apparently they're doing it.
Yeah, to each their own, and people have different lifestyles. But to me, it's just like, if you really have nothing better to do than to go every day in front of a courthouse in New York with your anti-Trump signs, or every day to the Capitol with your gay flag, I feel like you could be utilizing your time a little better.
Well, and that's part of the problem why we're in the predicament that we're in, you know, so. It's just the way the world seems to be going, unfortunately.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll ask them. Of course, they won't answer. But, you know, maybe I'll get one or two answers. Like, hey, do you have a job? Like, just curious, what do you do for a living?
Well, maybe Soros is paying them still.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll find out. They're out there again today. They're probably at the Capitol. Well, they might not be at the Capitol in South Dakota. They're out there in Texas. No, they're out there in Kentucky.
Yeah, it's way too cold here. They don't want to protest out here.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have too many trans issues in South Dakota.
Not very many. So at least we got that going for us, even though it gets cold.
Yeah, at least you got that going for you, indeed. All right, Brett, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Ed. He's in Kentucky, where you had a man dressed up in a clown Satan outfit with a Baphomet hat and Satan teeth in his mouth. I'm not even kidding you, Ed. I don't know if you saw that earlier. That's what's going on at the Kentucky Capitol today. Ed, what's up with you?
Can you hear me, Owen?
Yeah, we got you.
Well, I did see the video of the dental implant teeth thing. That's pretty disturbing. But it's crazy because the first caller you took, Luke, he's from the same InfoWars Discord that I'm in, and we both got through. And then it was awesome he got through because he wants to talk to Owen Schroyer. And then you almost ruined the reason I called. So I had a whole thing planned about, like, I was going to call about the Trans Day of Vengeance and how that's really April 1st and, like, how that's deeper meaning is it's April Fool's Day. But then you ruined it by honking the clown horn. And the only reason I really wanted to call in was to make sure that – the only reason I really wanted to call in is to make sure I could help stack the deck, because two clown horns got sent in from my Discord to you. And I don't want to crap on one of them, but I only want you to name your clown horn the recipe. And I know there's probably hundreds of submissions of clown horns, but please, Owen Schroyer, if you could just come to the Getter chat sometime or the Getter stream, like while Alex is on, and you could witness, there's a guy called the Recipe X. He's in there, and he is just the worst. And it would be a lot. It would mean a lot to us. Everyone in the Getter chat, all hail the Getter chat, if you could name your clown horn the Recipe X, please.
Well, look, you know, you're calling in and you're trying to win a little favor here in the competition that is this Saturday. And so I can only admire you for that, but I'm going to have to call it straight. I can't play favorites here. But I will say the way this is probably going to have to go down is I'll probably just shoot an HD video, and I can't, the truth is I'm not going to probably go through all the submissions because it would be an hour long video, and an hour long video of me honking clown horns probably isn't the content you want, but maybe, you know, 10, 15 minutes, we can make it into something entertaining at least. So I'll probably take the best submissions, lay them all out here on the desk, do a little test drive, and then decide the winner. This is going to happen Saturday. And so we'll probably have that video for you by Saturday. But, I mean, the clown world is so crazy now. I mean, your average clown horn isn't going to do it anymore. I mean, you know, this is nice. It serves a great purpose. But this, I mean, we're in the hyper clown world now. I mean, you got to be prepared in the hyper clown world with a very elite clown horn. So your average basic clown horn just doesn't cut it anymore. So we'll have a winner. We'll have a winner as of this Saturday. But yeah, April Fool's Day, Transgender Day of Vengeance, of course, because you got to be a fool to believe there's any other genders than man or woman. So that's how that goes. All right, let's go to William in North Carolina. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Oh, right. I'm self-employed. I was underneath the vehicle working, waiting on my turn.
Oh, nice.
I had to jump out.
Working on the car right now?
Well, I had to stop. Yeah, I run my own business. I'm an auto technician.
You got us turned on at the shop?
I'm always listening at the shop. Customers will come in, and they'll hear you playing in the back, and it's like Alex Jones going, they're coming for your kids. They're poisoning the water. And they'll go, what are you listening to? And so I'm like, okay, guys. This is, you know, for your beginners out here, I wouldn't suggest right away to jump into the Alex Jones stream. I said, you need to start off with some Harrison Smith and some Owen Troyer.
Get him, loosen him up a little bit, you know, take a warm-up lap.
exactly. So here's the deal. Okay.
Well, that's awesome. Let me just say, that's awesome to your shop. If you want to give it a shout-out or not, you know, you don't want left to show up, hate it. But that's awesome, William. We love you.
Yes. Wheels Auto Repair. Yes. And you'll find me.
Will's Auto Repair.
Yeah, I don't hide behind any of this stuff.
Take your car to Will's.
Yeah, dude, and I have my customer base I have not suffered at all so far as work is concerned.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm up against a break right here, so I know you really didn't even get to your point. But I am curious a little bit about what the average response is like. Man, I love it. I wish I could do a day. I could probably do a day where I would only have people call in that play InfoWars live in their office. And I bet we'd get some great calls. So you had Secretary Mayorkas. He's supposed to be in charge of the border. And he was claiming during testimony today that the border is sound and safe and secure. And so Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana had this to say in response.
Did you just parachute in from another planet, Mr. Secretary? Because you're the only person in the Milky Way who believes that we're not having massive, massive illegal immigration into America.
Senator, you're putting words into my mouth.
No, sir, I'm accurately describing the situation.
There is no
question, there is no question that we have a very serious challenge at our southern border.
Okay.
It is a challenge.
We can agree on that.
That's amazing. So he goes from telling you how secure and safe it is to there's no doubt we have a challenge. Wow. Senator Kennedy. Oh, Democrats. They are something else, aren't they? They are truly something else. All right. We had William on the line from North Carolina. And, you know, I just got to ask. So when most people hear, because when you if you don't listen to politics specifically and you hear InfoWars or Alex Jones, usually you like it. Now, if you watch politics or listen to politics, you might be a little shocked. If you're a liberal, you might be shocked and horrified. If you're a conservative, you might be like, oh, okay. But what is the average response, Will, when you got InfoWars playing at your shop and people walk in?
Well, okay. It's amazing because, first of all, they will go away thinking this guy's kind of nuts. And then for some odd reason, they'll take it upon themselves to go and do a little research for themselves. And I'll give people talking points. I spend a lot of time with customers, believe it or not. I'm working with them so far as talking to them because I do as much talking out here as I can. And they come back, and they're able to put connections together. So, yeah, the initial response is a little bit apprehensive just because of the fact it's the cold, hard truth that nobody likes to hear that. That's the safe bubble that we're all used to being in. And when you pop that bubble, it takes a distance. It's kind of rough because you have to process all that, and but once they do, it's a sold deal. They're hooked for life, and I try to get everybody I can to get into you guys because it is the tip of the spear. It definitely is.
Well, Will, I wish we had 100 million Americans like you.
Well, thank you. I wish I had 100 million of you guys, dude.
Man, we'd probably be doing all right, wouldn't we?
Yes. I think we'd be doing real good. Yeah.
But we wouldn't be so confused. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're good. I called because for some odd reason I had not much knowledge about the resistance bill or the
Restrict Act. Yeah.
Well, and it's going to be a resistance bill because that's what I want to do, put up a bunch of resistance. But Bill S-686, that's weird numbers. They like to use the six a lot. I haven't figured out what the S stands for yet or if it's even a numerical thing, but what bothers me about the whole thing, why hasn't Matt Gaetz said anything? Why hasn't Lauren Boebert said anything? Where's Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about this? Why haven't, you know,
so my estimate is, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, is that conservatives kind of fell for the bait out of the gates on this. Oh, it's a TikTok ban, and we've already got a little disposition towards the Chinese communists. We've already got a little bit of a disposition towards big tech. And so I think a lot of conservatives and Republicans kind of took that bait out of the gates and just kind of cheered it on, maybe out of emotion or lack of understanding. But I think that's changing. I think with Alex Jones and InfoWars really covering it the last 48 hours. I think with Tucker Carlson covering it. Now, it might be too late, but that's why I think the lack of a sound response from the Republican Party and even conservative media is the case is because we kind of just fell for the bait of a TikTok ban. I mean, I remember saying I wouldn't vote for a TikTok ban, but even then when I was saying that, I didn't really understand what I was voting for. It was more of a principled stance of I'm not going to vote to ban anything. I don't want to expand the government. But I think that's what happened. Well, hey, thank you for the call. We got to jump. Let's go to Jay in Delaware. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen?
Good.
Alex, when he was on earlier discussing that bill, it might have been a good idea during the show if they, in the future, if they play the show again and put phone numbers of different political states, phone numbers where we can call in and
yeah. So I was thinking about doing that actually. Here's the problem: is I could come on air and I could show you how to do that. And I could do it in my local area, and I could say, look, here's my local representative, here's their office, here's their phone number, here's my senators, here's their office, here's their phone number, here's the local state legislature, here's their office, here's their phone numbers, here's their offices. And anybody can do that, but if I start, I mean, it would take me too long. I can't do every state. I can't do every district, obviously. So the point is, really, if you're tech savvy or internet savvy at all, it'll be pretty easy to find out your local representative's office and email and phone number, senators, local legislatures, everything. It's all right there available. And so, yeah, people really, we probably should push it more, though. We should probably push that activism more, though, emailing your representatives, your senators, calling them. We should probably push that more.
Yeah. I'm up in Joe Biden's Delaware service area, and I want to go and put a big O next to Biden because it says Biden service area, but I don't want to go to jail either, though. But anyways, I thought that was hilarious. I'm a truck driver, you know that. And anyways, the train gender people there, when I drive down the road and I see the trains going along and they're all colorful, and I was thinking that those train people are very special, but they're always derailing, and that's kind of a joke. But anyways, I think that Saturday people ought to really have guards on at their synagogues and Sunday at their churches, and probably protect themselves because
hear there was actually a school, I think it was in Tennessee, it might have even been in Nashville, where there was a shooter that tried to come up to the school, got shot dead before he got in. There was a situation at graduation, I think it was a year or two ago, where a mass shooter tried to shoot a bunch of people at a graduation. Somebody had a gun, stopped him. You don't hear about those stories. The media doesn't cover those stories. But the next time it happens, I think we're going to make a big deal of it. And sadly, it might happen soon. But someone's going to go to a school or a church or a graduation again, try to do a mass shooting, and a good person with a gun is going to kill them before they can even get started. And so, look, if you're for red flag laws, you would actually use this shooting in Nashville as your case in point, saying this mentally ill person wouldn't have had a gun if we had proper red flag laws. But then again, it's clear that they don't want to use red flag laws to stop mentally deranged people. They just want to use it politically against their opposition. We now can say that's a fact. It's been proven with the way they've covered this Nashville shooting. Jay, thanks for the call. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
InfoWars 420. In like America, like the made up environmental problem is the carbon, and in the Netherlands, I think it was nitrogen was the made up environmental problem that the Dutch are now protesting for a while about. Yeah, the Dutch have been protesting a while about that for, and like Amsterdam is like Dutch and Netherlands, all that. That's like all like a big place where they ship like food out and stuff like that. So yeah, it's part of like the globalist like deconstruction agenda, like to force everybody onto bugs and eat that type of.
Yeah, garbage. Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. They're trying to shut down independent farmers. They're trying to poison the land where independent farmers are getting crops. Absolutely, Andrew. Thanks for the call. And the Dutch protesters, the farmers are protesting, trying to stand against this tyranny. But it's just like it used to be global warming. It used to be global cooling. Now it's climate change. In America, it's carbon emissions. And in the Netherlands, it's nitrogen. It's all made up. You know, I didn't show you the Biden response today. I didn't show you the Biden appearances today. But it's the usual. An old, decrepit man, lost, dazed, and confused. Not knowing where he is, and looking utterly helpless. By the way, in D.C. today, in broad daylight, middle of the day, beautiful day in D.C., you had a carjacker out and on the loose. He attempted to carjack twice, failed. The police were called. He then attempted a third carjacking and was successful. And here you can see the results of that on the screen, smashing vehicles on the way, ramming police there. Liberals probably like that. And this is your Democrat-run city. But don't worry, because that carjacker will be free and on the loose, but a Trump supporter will be in jail because they stepped on the wrong blade of grass on the wrong day. So another day in Democrat-run D.C. Carjackings are up. Violent crime is up. Pretty much any Democrat-run city at this point, including Austin, Texas. It's getting real bad here, by the way. That'll be a story soon. If not, it already is. China and Brazil strike deal to ditch dollar for trade. So we've been warning you about this for over a year right here on this transmission, warning you about how BRICS was going to be used to replace the petrodollar. And now here it is. And so There's really nothing else I can tell you. You're heading towards economic depression. We are in a recession. We're heading towards a depression if we're not already in it. And the Fed can try to print as much money and bail out the banks for only so long before we realize just how much trouble we are in. What do you think about this? You may have heard about this from Elon Musk. Twitter is secretly boosting 35 VIP users, including LeBron James, AOC, Cat Turd, and Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro getting astroturfed. And so, you know, I got to be honest. This kind of makes me even like Elon Musk even more. He gives his friends a little bit of a juice on his platform. Is that really so bad? I actually don't mind that so much. I saw people complaining about it. I think it's kind of cool. I think you'd like to have Elon Musk as a friend, wouldn't you? But we do have Biden. Let's just play this quickly. Here is Joe Biden today calling for an assault weapon ban.
I just want to speak very briefly about the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. It's sick. You know, we're still gathering the facts of what happened and why. And we know that as of now, there are a number of people who are not going to, did not make it, including children. It's heartbreaking, a family's worst nightmare. And I want to commend the police who responded incredibly swiftly, within minutes, and the danger. And we have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. We have to do more to protect our schools.
That's what you guys are doing.
Into prisons. You know, the shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time.
And there it is.
Began to make some more progress.
And there it is. So a deranged lunatic goes out and commits a murder, clearly motivated by Democrat sexual propaganda, and that means you have to turn your guns in the end of the Second Amendment. There was more from Biden today where it's just, again, he's just looking decrepit as he ever has. So that's what you get. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls before we sign off for the day. And let's go to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's like they're going to force us all to have rainless rainbows hanging outside. If you don't got the rainbow flag, then you're a target.
Yeah, that'll be like the sign.
Yeah, that's why everybody needs to get some star-spangled flutter flags.
Hey, I've got my I've got my gay Trump hat. I've got my Make America Great Again gay Trump hat.
The flutter flags are the best defense against the sodomites' coming rainless rainbow mandate.
Yeah.
Get them tomorrow at the Pfizer rally. By the way, I want to say this whole school shooting may have been brought to us by Pfizer. Divisive and violent media brought to you by Pfizer. Zoloft antidepressant SSRI inhibitors brought to you by Pfizer. Depo testosterone, sex change gender hormones brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah, we wonder what pharmaceutical drugs the shooter was on.
Well, hey, y'all can join me tomorrow. I'm going to be downtown Austin telling Pfizer to stick their poison vaccine somewhere. And I got a vaccine injury group coming out. Unfortunately, Matt Baker canceled on me, but it's going to be a good time.
All right, Eric, we will see you there. Let's go to William in Nebraska. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Owen?
Yes.
All right. What I had called about was I'm thinking that this trans shooting is part of the agenda. Like you'd said earlier, it's too well organized. And now you have Biden coming out talking about how we need to take away the assault rifles. Maybe we should just take away the ATF.
Yeah, Joe Biden, why don't you tell Secret Service to turn their guns in?
Yeah, for that matter, I don't view him as a legitimate president. So realistically, I've been thinking, as a taxpayer, why should I fund this? I mean, should we realize that we as the population actually have more worth of the money? Maybe we should go back to the original golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. Are we suffering from Stockholm syndrome by continuing to pay when they're doing nothing but abuse us?
You know, if we could unify I don't know what the threshold would be as far as a number, and just say we're done paying taxes. I mean, I don't even know how you would really do that. It's so much of your taxes are just built into your bill now. So we'd have to find ways around and workarounds and just not file at the end of the year. A lot of people actually get money back at the end of the year, so that's going to be a hard factor to motivate people to do that. But I don't know. I'd love it. Let's stop paying taxes. It's ridiculous. I mean, property taxes, the death taxes, I mean, all of it, it's just sick. It's just sick.
I mean, okay, granted, like, for example, on my W-4, I believe it is, I filed zero, so I know damn good and well that I'm covered for whatever taxes that I may be. But it's to the point where I'm thinking about asking my HR department, can you 1099 me, and I just take my deductions and deduct it down to the bare bones minimum. I mean, realistically, we're the ones with the gold. What are they going to do, lock us all up?
Well, and it's crazy, too. I mean, I don't want to spend a bunch of time on it. We're almost out of time. I want to take another call, but it's just like, the amount we're paying in taxes is so sick. When you actually look at it, and I'm not like a rich man with a bunch of assets, but you know, for the assets that I have, and I'm paying property tax, I mean, it makes me want to vomit. It makes me nauseous that I'm getting robbed and raped like this financially by my government. It's just sick. It's like, who wants this? Who wants to pay more taxes? And what the hell is wrong with you? William, thanks for the call. All right, final caller today, Isaiah in Texas. Isaiah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you doing, Owen?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. So, yes, I'm definitely a supporter. I'm on the Red Real Pill Plus, Nitric Boost, got the turmeric toothpaste. Me and my wife both love it. So I'm a technical engineer with one of the top security companies in North America, so I get to go in different, you know, customers' homes and definitely speak about y'all's products and what y'all are doing. And I had a customer that didn't, you know what was going on. So I showed him the clip. I screen recorded the clip of Dr. Redfield testifying about, you know, Fauci and everything and his gain of function research funding the whole, you know, C-19 virus and everything. And, you know, it opened their eyes. They didn't know about that. And, like, in my community, African-American community, they don't really know about this type of stuff. So it's like, wow. Do I have to be a voice, you know, to reach out to our people?
Well, see, this is such a key point. This is such an important point because the average American, whatever community they're from, the average American is not, I mean, they might watch news, but they're watching packaged corporate-sponsored local news, packaged corporate-sponsored national news, and they're not getting unfiltered news without an agenda. And so, yeah, they're not seeing the reality of the world around them because they think, oh, I watch the local news or I watch some news, some cable news. I'm getting the picture of the real world. And they don't see that that's all packaged, corporate, and not really news. It's propaganda. So yeah, it's like once you see InfoWars, you notice the difference between news and propaganda.
Oh, 100%, man. I've been a viewer for like 2 years now, man. Me and my wife love it. So.
Well, that's great, Isaiah. That's awesome. Hey, I'm glad you got through today. Thank you for your support. That does it for today's edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Be on the lookout for some special content tomorrow at band.video. And as always, stay classy, InfoWarriors.